High temperatures will be in the 30s and 40s across much of the northern plains over the weekend, with lows in the 20s and 30s.
With snow on the ground in portions of the region, it will be a few weeks before soil temperatures warm up enough to plant. Peterson Farm seed lead agronomist Rick Swenson says there's still plenty of time.
You look at it, most of the time we don't get in until maybe that last week of April, and especially those first 10 days of May. So I think we're still sitting really well that way. You know, you think back to 19, and we had 40 inches of snow on the ground in some places yet in late April, or middle of April anyway. And so we're nowhere near that. And with the amount of snowpack we had up here, too, I don't think there was a lot of frost looking at it. Temperatures, there's some tile lines already starting to run, but I don't think we're going to have a lot of frost to try to get out of the ground. If we can actually kind of turn some of these daytime temperatures around, I don't think it'll take much to hit the field.
Swenson reminds farmers to focus on the things they can control.
I've said it many times before, but there's 40 bushel losses going on all over the place, just with some of these not going in the right way. And we've got so many different things that we can't control. That's the one easy thing that we can control, and it's frustrating to see.
Seed quality and availability of spring wheat seed shouldn't be an issue, at least in the Minot area. Dakota Agronomy Partner seed plant manager Lyle Johnson said seed quality looks good.
Our seed quality is actually very good.